Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. NPR has learned former National Security Advisor John Bolton had concerns about Rudy Giuliani's activities in Ukraine. That information comes from another former National Security Council official who gave closed-door testimony to lawmakers Monday. NPR's Tim Mack says Bolton asked the NSC staffer to alert the National Security Council's lawyers.
Former National Security official Fiona Hill testified about this to congressional investigators behind closed doors. Bolton wanted the lead National Security Council lawyer alerted to the activities of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland. According to these reports, Hill confronted Sondland about him taking charge of Ukraine policy, which was outside his portfolio. He told her the president had put him in charge. Both she and Bolton were concerned about what appeared to be a rogue foreign policy operation intended to benefit the president in the lead-up to a now-famous July phone call with the leader of Ukraine. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
In an interview with ABC News, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, insisted he did nothing wrong in his foreign business ventures. This is the first interview the former vice president's son has given since President Trump's recent accusations against him began. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
For weeks, President Trump has been hounding the Bidens with debunked accusations tied to Hunter Biden's work with a Ukrainian gas company. In an interview with ABC News, the younger Biden was asked if sitting on the board of a foreign company while his dad was the vice president was a good decision.
You know what? Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some ethical lapse? Absolutely not.
Hunter Biden says his work gave his dad's opponents a hook to spread conspiracy theories, but neither he nor his dad did anything wrong. His comments follow news over the weekend that he would be stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity firm. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Russia is calling Turkey's military operation in northern Syria unacceptable as Moscow tries to balance conflicting interests in the Middle East. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, the Russian Defense Ministry says Russian military police are patrolling the line of contact between Turkish and Syrian government forces.
Alexander Lavrentiev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy for Syria, says that Russia has always called on Turkey to show restraint and is against any kind of Turkish military operation in Syria. Russia has been fighting in support of the Syrian government since 2015, and Putin has said all other foreign forces, including the U.S., should leave the country. The U.S. and Russia have a special military channel to avoid direct clashes in Syria. And on Monday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, spoke about Syria by phone with his Russian counterpart.
NPR's Lucian Kim reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow was up well over 1%. It's NPR. Japanese officials say the number of people killed from Typhoon Hagibis has reached at least 53. Scores of other people were hurt, and at least 15 people are missing. The typhoon struck Japan's main island Saturday. The historic storm collapsed levees and swamped homes with mud. A martyred hip-hop legend, a pioneering glam band, and an 80s arena rocker are among 16 performers hoping to enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN IdeaStream has more on the 2020 Rock Hall nominees.
Notorious B.I.G. was murdered in 1997, a case that remains unsolved. And now, he's made the Rock Hall's ballot in his first year of eligibility.
You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I run tight.
Nine artists are making their ballot debuts, including Soundgarden and T-Rex. Other first-timers include Motorhead and Whitney Houston. She, Chaka Khan, and Pat Benatar are the only women on this year's ballot. Now a voting committee will trim the roster to about a half dozen Hall of Fame inductees who will be announced in January. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
A San Francisco art gallery says a thief walked out with a Salvador Dali etching that's worth about $20,000. The unidentified thief needed only a few seconds on Sunday to snatch the rare piece of Dali's from the 1960s called Burning Giraffe. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.